AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says U.S. and Iranian officials will talk next week as a ceasefire between Iran and Israel held up for a second day.
We may sign an agreement. I don't know. To me, I don't think it's that necessary. I mean, they had a war. They fought. Now they're going back to their world. I don't care if I have an agreement or not. The only thing we'd be asking for is what we were asking for before about we want no nuclear, but we destroyed the nuclear.
Trump spoke in the Netherlands where NATO wrapped up its summit.
The 32 leaders agreeing to invest 5% of their annual GDP on core defense requirements. Spain had already said it could not meet that target, which isn't sitting well with President Trump.
You know what we're going to do? We're negotiating with Spain on a trade deal. We're going to make them pay twice as much. And I'm actually serious about that.
The boost in spending from 2% follows years of Trump's complaints that other countries weren't paying their fair share. I'm Donna Water.
And in New York, Julie Walker reports the Democratic primary for mayor produced an upset.
Zoran Mamdani has been a Democratic Queens Assembly member since 2021. Last year, the progressive announced his run for mayor with a series of viral social media videos.
This campaign is for every New Yorker who believes in the dignity of their neighbors.
Tuesday night, he declared victory against his top challenger, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, in the primary, which is still being counted because of ranked choice voting.
You have my word to reach further, to understand the perspectives of those with whom I disagree.
Critics say his experience and leadership are limited. The 33-year-old was once a foreclosure prevention counselor. He's also a one-time rapper and son of award-winning Hollywood filmmaker Mira Nair. Mamdani was born in Uganda and became an American citizen shortly after college. He's seeking to be the city's first Muslim and Indian American mayor. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. Fed Chair Jerome Powell back on Capitol Hill today discussing tariffs.
Powell told a Senate committee the Fed wants to wait to cut interest rates because the outlook from experts is President Trump's tariffs will likely boost inflation.
Not yet, but over the course of the coming months. And I think it's reasonable to expect that because someone has to pay. You know, this is hundreds of billions of dollars of tariffs we're taking in. Some of that's going to fall on the consumer.
Some Republicans, including Bernie Moreno from Ohio, questioned Powell's intent.
And I just think that you should consider whether you're really looking at this from a fiscal lens or a political lens, because you just don't like tariffs.
And Powell's stance on interest rates got this reaction from President Trump at the NATO summit.
He's probably a very political guy, I guess. I don't know. I think he's a very stupid person, actually.
So far, inflation has steadily cooled this year, despite the threat of tariffs. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.